This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du, my brothers and sisters, if we look at, or if I ask you to tell me about masajid of the world, including this masjid, for example. So tell me something about this masjid. What will you say? Anybody? We'll start with this one, then we'll see others. What about this masjid? Eh? House of Allah. Yeah, that is generally. But this masjid specifically, what anything about this? What is remarkable? What stands out? What do you like? And so on, so on. Clean. Cleanliness, okay, it's clean. Dr. Ahmed?
United.
Abu Abdullah, eh?
In my opinion, the community is the best.
The community, okay, mashallah.
The
diverse community, okay. Alhamdulillah. So similarly, if you talk about different masajid, people will talk about these things, which is community and so on. Maybe they will talk about the structure, the building, also beautiful buildings, some absolutely fabulous. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to see some really, really, really beautiful masajid in the world. And some of the most beautiful are in Kuwait. I have to think hard to compare masajid in other parts of the world with the masajid in Kuwait. Absolutely phenomenal. The question is, what really makes a masjid great? Is it the building? Is it the cleanliness even? Is it populating? Let me tell you a story, true story from the seerah. There was a man whose name was Thumama bin Uthal. And he was one of the big chiefs of the Banu Hanifa. There's nothing to do with Imam Abu Hanifa. It's Banu Hanifa. This is a big tribe in the Najd, in present-day Saudi Arabia, so in the north. So Thumama bin Uthal decided to go for Umrah. So he left with a few people. For his fate or luck, whatever you want to call it, there was a scouting cavalry battalion of Muslims sent out by Rasulullah ﷺ to patrol. They saw them and they surrounded them and they captured them. So Thumama bin Uthal got captured by the Muslims. They brought him, they didn't know who he was. So, some guy, they brought him to Medina and they tied him up to one of the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif and they informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said, we caught some fellow, he's here. So, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he saw him, he knew who this man was. This is another big chief and big chief of a very big tribe, right? So, he said, Alhamdulillah. So Rasulullah ﷺ ordered for food to be sent to Thumama bin Uthal from his own house. And of course, he was treated well, I mean, like anybody else. Those days, Muslims do not have a custom of torturing prisoners and so on, right? So we treat them well. So he was a prisoner. He was tied up to the pole. Next morning, Rasulullah ﷺ came to him and he asked him, he said, Thumama, what do you want to say to me? He said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you kill me, you will be killing somebody who has killed other people. So there is no blame on you. He said, I've killed people. So if you kill me, then you know you're killing someone who killed other people. No blame on you. If you leave me free, then you would have left free somebody who is capable of showing his gratitude, who will be very grateful to you. And if you want money or something, just name whatever you want. Give me a number. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say anything to him. He did not reply to this. He left. So this fellow is now tied to the post. One full day passes. Next morning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to him again. He said, "Ya Thumama, what do you want to say to me?" He said, "Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the same thing I told you yesterday, I don't have anything else. If you kill me, you are killing somebody who has killed other people, so no blame on you. If you leave me free, I will be very grateful to you. I show my gratitude. And if you want ransom, if you want money or property or something, just name the price. Whatever you say." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left him. 2 days. Third day, again he asked him, "Ya Thumama, what do you have to say to me?" He said, "Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have nothing different. Same thing I have to say to you, which I told you before, same thing." So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered that Thumama bin Uthal should be released. No ransom, no nothing. He said, "We will not, you're good, go home. Release him." The Sahaba were very surprised. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, this man is, first of all, he is from the enemy. Secondly, you are releasing him, but he, this man is worth money. He is, you know, I mean, at least we get something from him. Some ransom. And he, this is like big time. You know, he says, anything you want, I'll give you." Rasulullah said, "No, let him go." They let him go. Thumama bin Uthal left. He went into one of the date plantations in Medina, which had a well. He took a bath. He came back to Masjid Nabawi, to Nabi Sallam, and he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah." He said, "I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that you are his messenger." Alhamdulillah, everybody is very happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "Why didn't you say this when you were here?" He said, "Because I don't want people to say I said it out of fear. You want to kill me? Kill me. No problem. I am your prisoner. When you release me, I am now on my own. I can do what I want." So I came back. He said, "I made up my mind on the first day." "Huh? Why? Why did you make up his mind?" I told you the story, entire story. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not give him da'wah even for 1 minute. Nothing. He did not even say to him, "Accept Allah as your ma'bud." No. Nobody else gave him any da'wah. All that happened was, Thumama bin Uthal, radiallahu anhu, saw what was happening in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. He was there. He was tied in the masjid. He was watching. Whatever was happening, regular activity of the masjid, 5 times prayer. He was, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be giving his khatira. After fajr he used to give. He would listen to that. People would come and ask him questions. He would be answering. Maybe somebody's got a conflict. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resolving the conflict. And so whatever. 3 days of normal activity in the masjid, which the man saw, nobody talked to him, nobody gave him da'wah, nobody argued with him, nobody debated with him. He accepted Islam. One of the most powerful chiefs of the Hijaz and the Najd. And then he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I was on my way to Umrah when your people captured me. What do you want me to do?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Go, make Umrah. But make Umrah now as a Muslim, not as a mushrik." And he taught him the talbiyah. Hey, my brother is saying, Hajj is talking about, right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the talbiyah to Thumama bin Uthal, radiallahu anhu. "Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Sumama bin Uthal radiallahu anhu is the first man in history to make the talbiyah while making tawaf, going to the Kaaba. First man. So he went there and he loudly called the talbiyah, and the Quraysh came. They said, "What is this? Where did you get these words from?" He said, "I am a Muslim. I have accepted the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what he taught me." So somebody tried to beat him. Somebody pulled out an arrow. Then they stopped him. They said, "Do you know who this?" The other people, they said, "You know who this man is? You kill him, we are finished. Leave him alone. You can't touch this man. He is too big and too powerful a man." So he said, "I want to announce to you guys." He said, "From today, not one grain of rice will come to Makkah." He said, "I'm stopping all the caravans that come." Because the Banu Hanifa were on the caravan route. He said, "No food will come to Makkah from today until Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders it." He stopped everything. It got to the point, prices went up. It got to the point where they started starving. They literally had no food. So they wrote a letter and they sent a man. They said, yeah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your man, we are starving here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Release them. Let them go. Let the food go there." The reason I'm saying this is, apart from the fact that it's one of the beautiful stories of Sirah, it is the amal of the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we should have beautiful masajid. We must have, you know, if you spend money on the masjid, the beautification, the making it comfortable and clean, oh, alhamdulillah, all of this is good. And we should have that. But the value is in the amal of the masjid. What happens in the masjid? The ruh of it, the love of it, not just salah. Salah with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way people behave with each other, respect for the elders, affection on the youngsters, right? People behaving with the proper way of behaving. People talking to each other like true brothers and sisters with love for each other. All of this. This is what is impressive. This is what changes hearts. This is what brings people to Islam, because this is Islam in action. Living of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make each of us a symbol of Islam, a reflection of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make each of us somebody who, by his or her speech and action, demonstrates Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who others will be attracted to, so that they also become musharraf bil Islam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.